Miss Jess, good morning to you. Welcome.
How's it going? Happy Friday.
I'm good. Happy. I thought you were going to call me Happy Face. Happy Friday to you too. How's your dad? He called us from WA yesterday. He was caught up in the floods. Did he get through? Is everything all right?
Yeah, I think I haven't actually checked in with him today about that, but I think he's doing okay. I'm not sure if he spent the day in Perth or back in Northam today.
Wow. All right. Now, we have a brand new quickie, and I wanted you to play it to your dad, but you can't. Because your dad is not bad at picking the old quickie. The one that he picked went for 4 days. The one I had yesterday I thought would go at least until day. It was one. It went off. So I've got a brand new one. Are you ready? Oh, no, I won't play it. No, I've already played it to you. If I play it now, you'll be inundated with quickie calls, and we don't want that at this point in the program. I've played it to you. You know the name of the song. What do you think?
I think you've done well.
Yeah.
I think it could have been better, but I think you've done all right. It's a Friday. I'll be kind.
I beg your pardon?
Well, it's happy Friday, you know. I'm not going to judge you today. We'll save that for Monday.
What do you mean it could have been better?
Well, you could have made it tougher for the people.
You heard it.
That's right.
It is half a second.
Yeah, okay. Well, it could be a quarter, you know.
And you reckon it's a giveaway?
I didn't say that. I just think make the people work.
All right. I really appreciate having this chat with you from time to time. What's happening in your world? What are you doing this weekend?
Not a lot. Been enjoying the warm weather and the water has been lovely. Do you swim? Do you leave the house? I know you joke about never leaving, but do you get out at all or really you don't?
No, really I don't.
You don't get bored?
No.
You hate people?
Well, I don't hate them, Jess. I just dislike them immensely.
Yeah, I understand that.
Do you know what I hate the most? I hate the drop-in. Surely in this day and age where we all have phones, if somebody thinks they might drop around, couldn't they text and say, what are you doing? I'm in the area. I might drop around. Why can't people do that? Why, when you're enjoying yourself, all of a sudden the dog starts barking, there's a knock on the door, and there's a family of four. Hi, thought we'd drop in. Who does that anymore? I want to ask our listeners, 133353, are you like me? Do you hate the drop-in? Jess?
Hate it.
Yeah.
I just think if you're in the area, give them a call.
Yes.
It's not hard. Do you honestly have families of four dropping in?
I have Nikki's parents, and they do it all the time because they live just up the road. And I can't say anything because God love them. But they love the drop-in.
Yep. It's a surprise. Oh, it's exciting. It keeps it spicy.
It's a lovely, lovely surprise.
I hate it too. Don't worry, I'm with you. Sometimes you're just comfortable or you're in the middle of a show or you're in the middle of a meal. It's the worst. Just call me.
I know. I have one bloke who drove all the way from the other side of the city. It probably was about an hour and a bit's drive. And he was going for a Sunday drive with his son and came over, knocked on the door, and we had guests over. We had four other people over. We're in the middle of a Sunday meal barbecue. We're wrapped up in our conversation. And this bloke arrives with his son and then expected to be entertained.
The audacity.
The drop-in.
That is awful.
I hate the drop-in. Am I rude, folks? What? 133, you're gone.
No, he was driving for an hour. He could have called, but then again, maybe he thought you'd love the surprise. Some people think you would really enjoy the drop-in.
Well, there you go. He obviously doesn't know me. The drop-in, surely, folks, in this day and age with phones, people can email or text you and say, I'm coming over, what are you doing? And if you ignore it, that means go away.
Yes. Well, I think for once we have agreed.
Go away.